MSO News. Giving voice to the North Shore, this is North Shore Today for Friday, September 29, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore with today's headlines. Marblehead Schools closing in on interim superintendent. Tall ships returning to Boston.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, plenty of high school football to preview. Rick?
Thank you, Bill. Cloudy, low 60s today. High tide, Gloucester Harbor, 11:37 a.m. The Marblehead School Committee has named two finalists for the job of interim school superintendent. The two candidates will be interviewed Monday evening at the high school library at 6 p.m. The candidates are Dr. Teresa McGinnis and Dr. Janelle D. Pearson Campbell. Tall ships will be returning to Boston in 2026. Colin Young writes in today's daily item that Sail Boston announced the July 2026 event as part of the Sail 250 Maritime Celebration of the founding of the United States. The event is expected to draw 5 million visitors to the Boston area. Banned Books Week is the first week in October, and Salem News journalist Dustin Luca tells the story of what that means in the Witch City.
So the first week of October, generally speaking, is National Banned Book Week. And you might think, okay, books are banned. This book is banned. Why do we want to read a banned book? Well, the reason why is because we want to look at why the book is banned. What ideas is it challenging? And, you know, let's foster an intellectual conversation about that and actually see what we can do to learn as individuals through this book that other people say you can't read. So that's kind of the spirit behind it. It's for intellectual freedom. It goes against censorship. And there's two things happening in Salem this weekend. So there's on Saturday, kind of across the country, there's these kind of read-ins where you basically go to a public place and you sit down, and you read, kind of like a sit-in. And it's kind of centered around the idea of banned books. That's happening at Salem Public Library from 10 to 12 on Saturday. So definitely check that out. The other thing, and this is the thing that really got my attention, you see these little free libraries all over the place. They're really big. It's basically what neighborhoods will do to try to keep kids reading and kind of diving into, you know, being a bookworm. So there are these little watertight cabinets that people, you know, they leave a book, they take a book. You see them all over the place. City Hall is officially putting one of its own up, actually dedicated to the spirit of banned books, where they're basically going to curate a collection of books that have been banned in other parts of the country, in part kind of identified through the American Libraries Association. And they're going to be kind of stacking this. I know Wicked Good Books around the corner is going to be providing some of the material to be put in there. And it's going to be a place, if you want to, really, really free way of getting a banned book, go to City Hall in Salem, Massachusetts. That's the place to do it.
Salem News journalist Dustin Luca. In North Shore politics, the Daily News in Newburyport has several updates. Newburyport has 5 at-large council seats up for grabs in November, as well as a few ward races. In Amesbury, the two candidates running for mayor met last night in a forum at the high school. Matt Petrie writes in the Daily News that Mayor Cassandra Gove faced off against challenger Richard Margroff. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage. Giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.
This is MSO Sports. I'm Bill Newell. The Red Sox lost to the Orioles 2-0 last night in Baltimore. The final series of the year continues tonight with a 7:05 first pitch. The Patriots' next game is Sunday at Dallas against the Cowboys. Kickoff at 4:25. Here's Coach Bill Belichick with all you need to know about the Cowboys.
Obviously a really good football team. They've been good for quite a while. And, it's like made a few adjustments to last year. But, Jerry, Steven, put together, a great organization. And, Mike, has kind of evolved things a little bit this year with offensively with, his role in it. And, Dan does a great job. Their defense, which is, once again, near the top of the league in a lot of categories. Most importantly, points. And, Bones does a great job at the kicking game. They're very aggressive. And they have, best returner in football. And so it's a well-balanced team. I think Coach McCarthy's done a really good job of know, balancing the team out. They obviously have some great players down there. You know, eight guys in Pro Bowl last year, most in the league. You know, it's been kind of their history. They've always had, you know, a lot of very, very good high-profile players.
Patriots coach Bill Belichick. Danvers boys basketball has a new coach. Nick Giannino of the Salem News reports today that Peabody native Jabari Clark is the new coach. He has been a JV coach at the program and is taking over for Chris Timpson, who stepped down after 6 years as head coach in Danvers. High school football tonight. Bishop Fenwick football will host rival St. Mary's with kickoff at 7. This is Fenwick coach Dave Woods.
Yeah, every time we play St. Mary's, you know, especially in football the last 2 years, you know, both overtime games. 2 years ago we lost at home in overtime, and last year we won there in double overtime. So anytime we play St. Mary's, we throw the records out the window for everybody. Doesn't matter if we're 0-4 and they're 4-0 or the other way around. So it's just a battle, and we know we're going to get their A game. They're going to come in, fire it up, and they're going to give us everything they have, and I know our guys are going to do the same. We're going to have a great week of practice, and we're going to get after it Friday night, first time at home. So we're looking forward to a great atmosphere, and we're looking forward to having a lot of fun and having a great game.
Bishop Fenwick football coach Dave Woods. Also tonight, Salem is hosting Gloucester. Both teams are 3-0. Both have been playing very good defense so far this year. This is Salem coach Matt Bouchard on his team's defense.
To date, I think the defense has only really allowed 2 scores. You know, some of the scores that have happened have been on our special teams, which I think we've done a good job cleaning up. But if you look at explosive plays just as an example, or even tackling, we track that metric. And those two metrics, we've won every game so far, right? So we've had less missed tackles, and we've had more explosive plays than our opponent. So, you know, I think that says a lot about kind of how our defense is playing right now. And the goal here is to continue that trend and continue to move in a positive direction to make sure that we are always on the winning end of explosive plays and missed tackles.
Salem football coach Matt Bouchard. Then you have two teams looking for their first win of the year tonight when Beverly plays at Masconomet. Beverly coach Jeff Hutton on being winless right now.
But we just need to get some guys back in the on the field. We got some injuries, and we got young guys. You know, you've seen us on tape. We're just still learning how to play football with some of those young guys. And, you know, we see it in flashes. And then some of those sophomores play like sophomores. And that's kind of what we talked about down there after practice was, we need to grow up, and I know it's unfair to ask some of you to, like, shoulder as much responsibility as they are, but the reality is they have to grow up fast, not only, like, you know, maturity-wise, but football years-wise as well.
Beverly coach Jeff Hutton talking with our own Tim Kearns. Tomorrow afternoon, St. John's Prep travels to Rhode Island to take on LaSalle Academy. As Prep coach Brian St. Pierre tells us, this is one of Rhode Island's top football programs.
Yeah, their senior quarterback, he's very athletic. He's a dual threat kind of guy, replacing a guy that they sent Division I last year. We played them last year up here, and the quarterback was very good. So this guy's kind of waited his turn, learned behind a very good player. And then they have a dynamic tailback. He's 6'1", 230 pounds, very big physical guy, can run. He's got some offers, so they present some issues. They have a lot of skill, position, speed outside as well. So they'll spread you out and try and find matchups that work for them. And it's incumbent upon us for all 11 to be, you know, tuned in on defense and communicating and playing our scheme.
Let me just flip one last question back to you. What about the prep quarterbacking situation and how you've been making progress there this year?
Yeah, Deacon Robillard has been really solid for us. Last year he was 7-0 as a starter, won a state title, and he's continued that this year with 3 wins this year, and he's just very, very steady. He's not a flashy guy, but he runs our offense really, really well, and he's very efficient, and I've been very pleased with his play so far.
No injuries out of last week to concern you for this coming week's game?
No, we were pretty clean last week, so, and we got some nicks and bumps and bruises like everybody, but you know, we lost our starting cornerback and our starting center very, very early in the season, so we've overcome that to some degree. We missed those guys, but other than that, we've been pretty good.
Prep football coach Brian St. Pierre. Endicott College football hits the road to play at Hilbert tomorrow afternoon. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore. Have a great Friday and a great weekend, everybody. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell.
Grand Army of the Republic Museum and the Lynn Museum present Defending Democracy, a free forum, Wednesday, October 4th, 6 p.m. at Lynn City Hall Auditorium. Join MA Secretary of Education Dr. Patrick Tutwiler and social justice groups at this forum on threats to civil liberties, assaults on voting rights, and African-American history and book banning. Witness actors portraying Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass. That's Defending Democracy, Wednesday, October 4th at 6 p.m. in Lynn City Hall Auditorium.